It's time for A Minute with Mike. With Mike Arturi, the drummer of Love and Spoonful and founder of Universal Music Center.
This is Mike Arturi for Universal Music Center, and we are here today with Chris Cicchetti. And Chris is Tony Cicchetti's brother. Chris is a great drummer. He comes down here from Florida once in a while to play with his brother and to do a string of dates. And he's been here most of the summer, playing all over town. I'm sure many of you have heard him play. Does a fantastic job. I know I'm a fan. And I wanted to ask Chris, I thought it'd be interesting to see, you know, Chris, you've played with many other musicians, I'm sure.
Of course, yeah. I've been actually probably playing close to 50 years, you know, started as a young child. And of course, our parents are heavily involved in music and still teaching in their 80s today. They have a music school down in Florida. But yes, traveling on the road, I got to play with many, many musicians and some really good ones. And fortunately, I paid attention to their advice and was always taught to take, you know, constructive criticism. So I learned a lot from actually some masters, you know, not just drums, but one of my favorite things to do is to sit and listen to bass players, for instance, because, you know, as drummers, I mean, yeah, we listen to other drummers for ideas and just to hear what they're doing, where they're coming from, but really what, you know, gravitates us, first of all, I think you can agree with that, is the bass players or, you know, a good keyboard player. I've had the opportunity to sit down with Oscar Peterson. I mean, that's just, you know, one. So, yeah, I pretty much grew up in music and still play to this day. Don't get to play with Tony enough. He was down in Florida out of college, and so we played a lot down in Florida, and then I'm so glad that he finally made the decision to move up here to Red Wing and play the Twin Cities, because the music scene is really happening up here.
Yeah, he's made quite a splash here, and he deserves it too. Mm-hmm. You know, a heck of a talented guy and a great guy as well as are you. Maybe we could just wrap up by tell us a little bit about what's different playing with your brother as opposed to playing with other musicians.
Well, I would say, first of all, you know, it never fails. People say, you know, we can't put our finger on it, but it's just, you know, there's a magical sound. You know, when siblings sing, and we have many other sisters and a couple of other brothers, and so when siblings sing, there's just, that's very true 99% of the time that just happens. So I would say that's one big difference that I don't even have to try. I don't even have to think about it. When I'm singing harmonies behind Tony, or if I'm singing lead, he just jumps in. It's just automatic. I would say that's one, probably one of the major pluses or differences. But even our groove, you know, in our bodies are emanating on instruments, because we grew up in the same environment, in the same house, you know. And our father was a big band leader, and he was also a trumpet player in Motown, so he had a pretty vast style, and fantastic. Our mother's an opera singer. So, you know, growing up in the same house, even though we're a little bit spread out in age, you can't replace that. It is, you know, as well as I do as a teacher, we're both, you know, music educators. There's some things you just can't teach.
Right.
And I mean, the bottom line is you either got it or you don't. And that's not a good or bad thing. I'm just saying, you know, we just happen to have that sibling magic, you know. That
It sure sounds like it. So, I sure enjoy hearing you guys play. So, well, thank you so much, Chris. It's been very nice
pleasure.
Of you to talk with us. And so happy to see you down here, and look forward to you coming back, okay?
Yeah, man.
Well, thank you. Thanks
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
Thanks.